of your county.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful Saturday morning, Mr. Rector.
It is.
And apparently we got some rain last night, but yeah. I didn't see it or hear it, but I saw the residue this morning coming out the door.
I heard some rumble, thunder, I guess. I have no idea what time it is, because when I'm in bed, I don't open my eyes until I want to get up, because I don't want to look at the clock and then lay back down and go, oh, I can't get back to sleep. So
sure
maybe
can.
4 or 5 o'clock, maybe. I don't know. I'm guessing.
I have no idea.
It was closer to the morning than it was to midnight, I think. So.
You think it rained that much? It's pretty
wet. I meant
wet.
To go look at my rain gauge.
As wet as I thought it would be.
It's funny. I went to a little gathering at Domer Dreamscapes over here beside my store about 6, 5, and I went there about 5 and came home about 7-ish, 7:30. And between there and I got to Ebenezer Road and Herlong, it had rained there, like, early in the day. And
really?
I got to my house, it had rained, and Teresa said for like 30 seconds it poured, like in the middle of that day. So I knew there was some pop-up clouds around and stuff, but it didn't rain over there, so it was kind of funny.
We didn't have any till sometime last night.
Mm-hmm. It was just a little section. It's kind of crazy, you know, how
and
it is.
I went to sleep about 10:30, 11, mm-hmm. It hadn't rained, and when I woke up at 6, it had, so, yeah.
We had a big week of weather, man. That's a lot going on. This hurricane, earliest Category 4 and 5 hurricane in the history. So
now, I thought the one that hit Mexico was a Category 2.
I'm talking about it got Category 4 and 5 before it hit. Yeah,
okay,
so, yeah. But now it's back out there in the Gulf, heating up again, getting ready to go to.
I'm kind of old fashioned. Yeah. If they're going towards Mexico, I don't pay a whole lot of attention.
Yeah. Well, Jamaica, there's certain islands out there just got devastated.
If they're hitting Florida, then I'll start batting down the hatches.
Yeah. Well, they say it's going to be a big year for them. The water's warm and the conditions are right. So it's interesting how all that starts. At the
funny thing is, they say that every year.
Desert sands, winds blowing. There's all kind of stuff going on over there. So it's crazy. Wow. But and then we had 100 degrees, over 100 yesterday.
101.
Yeah, which is
Queen City News said that it was one.
It felt like it.
And I tell you, Rhonda had surgery on her hand yesterday. I told you that.
Oh, wow.
So, I didn't tell you that.
No, I
maybe
don't
I
think
told
so.
Him and Stephen.
Yeah.
She had a trigger finger on her middle finger. So for a while now, they've been giving her shots of cortisone. And Dr. Renz finally told her, I can fix that if you'll let me. So,
okay.
She went in there, supposed to be there at 11:30, surgery at 12:30, and she got there at 11, and he called me at 12:15, and she was on her way home.
Wow. It's got to be one of the first occasions to get out of a doctor early.
Yeah, really. So she got her hand all wrapped up, and she was worried about it going to hurt. I said, well, you got some pain pills that's knocked
you
out
hurt.
For 24 hours. I mean, come on.
Don't worry about it hurting. You know it's going to.
So when I left, she was contemplating how to take her makeup off.
Oh, wow.
With one hand.
You're going to have to step up your game over there.
Oh, I'm not even going. I'm not even going home to the night.
How you going? What you going to eat? Y'all might starve over there.
I'll find somewhere.
you got TV dinner?
I got TV dinners, too. I actually like them, the ones we got. I don't even know what kind they are, but I like them.
Yeah, I remember somebody brought that up this week. We were laughing about TV dinners, and they're not like they used to be, but
now,
still are pretty close.
Now, there
close,
are some cheap ones out there.
Yeah.
And they're not much, but if you pay just a little bit more and get the good quality, you can't hardly tell the difference.
When I was a kid, I used to love those. I don't know what it was about getting that. It was
different.
Yeah.
And
what about that pea carrot mix? I thought that was good. My sister would have never ate that.
Yeah, on the best day of my life, it still wasn't
many,
good.
I don't think many people like that pea carrot
still
mix.
Wasn't good.
It's kind of like the veg oil.
But anyway, now that I got you pinned down here, Tommy cut my grass Monday, and I got long yellow stripes in it. Is that from no rain?
Yeah, probably so.
I mean, not all over.
Did he cut it when it was real hot, too? Sometimes if you...
If he cut it this week, he had to cut it hot.
Well, I mean, in the middle of the day and stuff, sometimes it can kind of burn the leaves on the grass and stuff.
I think he did it later in the afternoon, but you know, over there where we are, we get kind of warm anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, you can probably see the tracks. It is dry.
And it's not the whole yard. It's just certain places.
Well, we got some rain coming, I think, tomorrow and Monday, maybe later today.
They've been saying that for a month. I don't believe them until it gets here.
We need it bad. It's dry and hot. But keep watering your garden. I'm having to keep watering my poor garden. And
Tom is watering ours.
I got some things it's producing, but it needs some rain. It's a little bit of cooler temperatures. Everything will produce a little better.
He had a bunch of squash come in, and now all of a sudden it stopped.
Yeah.
But it's got thousands of blooms on it. If all that turns into squash, we're going to be
man.
Buried. I mean, I don't know what happened.
I need some squash. Don't
He's
forget.
Got some watermelons down there. Yeah. They're about the size of a volleyball right now.
So. Yeah, I got three on mine. That's probably they look like cantaloupe size to me right now. But
they're a little bigger.
They're getting there.
The cantaloupes, you got them real small ones, but it must be 100 blooms on the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So I hope the deer don't break in and walk on them like they did a couple of years ago. But the one we don't know what's going on now are the okra.
Really?
It's not blooming.
Oh, really?
I mean, the prettiest plants you've ever seen
big
in your
plants,
life. Big old things. And he cut all the leaves off of them a couple weeks ago, and the little ones that were on there dried up and fell off, and they didn't put any on since. So.
Like sticks.
Well, no, they're pretty. They're gorgeous, but it's just no flowers. And the peas and the green beans finally put on flowers last week.
All right, now.
Okay, that's Matthew. He let him go on vacation, he just loses his feel. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Minute. Look at the day, you'll see things in a different way. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Don't stop, it'll soon be here.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Back to the Gardener's Bench in the USA.
Happy birthday, America.
That's right. Mine was Monday.
America. Huh?
My birthday was Monday.
That's right. I called you.
You did
early.
Early.
Yeah, happy birthday, Steve.
Woke your butt up.
I was already up.
Retired.
Wake up. Happy birthday.
Wake up.
That's what it is. I'm already
laying in bed like old retired people.
You were the first one, I think.
How about that?
Because I had two more right after you.
Rhonda didn't even tell you?
Oh, yeah. Rhonda told me at 12:01.
Oh, hey, wake up, Steve. It's your birthday.
Pretty much.
Wake up.
Hey, we have to apologize. We're not on Facebook again for the second week in a row. My mom just texted me, but
it's actually,
we are on the radio, and I wouldn't have took a shower and look all nice if I'd known I'm not going to be on Facebook.
Well, I'm glad you took a shower.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
We do.
But we are here.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning.
It's my turn to go on vacation. Both of you already been. It's my
you
turn.
You don't even know how to what that word means.
I don't. It's only been 14 years.
You went to a bowling alley one week and you thought that was vacation.
Yeah, you vacate every day.
I used to go to the beach for the trade show and play golf. And
yeah, that was that's a trade show. It's not a vacation.
That was my vacation since the company paid for it.
Yeah? Well, you should go. Your company still pay for this. Company funds.
I'm running out of things to write off.
Yeah. You do need to go somewhere.
I was hoping June 30th we're going to be able to shut it down, but it's not going to happen.
You ought to go to the mountains.
What for?
That's where you're from, man.
I grew up there.
Back up there.
Let me tell you something about the mountains. When we lived there back in the 60s and 70s, in the wintertime, it's too cold to go anywhere, so you stay at home. In the summertime, there's so many tourists up there, you stay at home. So what you did was stay at home.
Yeah.
You didn't go anywhere.
I always like looking at the weather in other parts of the Carolinas and country, really. But yesterday was so hot, I looked on West Jefferson because we like going there. It was 82 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But they had rain come through there yesterday, so that helped a little bit. So it ain't getting no 100. If it's 100 in West Jefferson and Boone, then it's,
you got a
problem down here, big time.
Well, I lived halfway between Asheville and Hendersonville, out near the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. And went to Western Carolina, and it was a little over an hour ride.
What, you live Fletcher?
Avery's Creek. Skyland, Arden, Fletcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a mailing address, kind of like over off 274, one mailing address, another phone number, and it all kind of. But we were on the poor side of the river. Yeah, all those developments were on the east side, and we were out in the country on the right side.
Not the tracks, it was the river there.
Yeah, we didn't have a track. They had tracks on the other side of town. We had the river, Prince Broad River.
Yeah.
They were right beside it. That's as long as they didn't flood, we were all right. But anyway, so all I got to worry about on my grass is hopefully we'll get some rain.
But water. I mean, I've been watering mine way more than ever. And I always tell people just don't water, you know, a lot. But when it's this hot, you just got to water. I mean,
one problem with that advice, back a long time ago in 2002 when the first drought hit, I started watering it.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through, well, not even halfway, June 1st of July, about now, I had to quit because I got worried about water supply.
Yeah.
And that grass got hammered.
Yeah.
Now, after that, I never have turned it on since 2002. And it does great. I might turn on a little, like, little brown.
Well, like I said, you got zoysia, so that can.
And it pops.
If you got fescue, you just got to water. I mean, just try to hang on and. I put that iron treatment on my yard. It looks pretty good, but I mean, it's just nothing's like real natural rain.
Exactly.
I mean, you can water all you want, but
people
as soon as you get
me that for 40 years, but if you get rain,
as soon as we get
you
this,
can see the difference overnight.
As soon as we get this rain this weekend and the temperature drops some, people's vegetable gardens are just going to get crazy.
Uh-huh.
They're just sitting there ready to produce.
Yeah. Tommy pulled the ear corn yesterday because the tassels were black and all, but it wasn't anywhere close to ready. He thinks it'll be ready Monday. I think it'll probably be next weekend.
Monday? Well, that's quick.
Yeah, I don't think it's far enough developed, I think.
Yes, you just had to pull some and see.
He's irrigating it, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it ain't the same. So it'll take off if we get some rain here.
That is...
I wish I'd have looked and seen how much we got because it looked like a.
It looked pretty wet.
A quarter of an inch, a half inch, maybe.
It looked pretty wet, but it wasn't any standing water.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is usually, if you get over a half an inch, usually you have standing water.
Yeah, there's a little curb when I go out of my neighborhood there by LA Fitness. There's a little dip in the road there to always hold water. I can always tell kind of if we had a good rain or not. I didn't even pay attention to it this morning. But
call the county and tell them to fix your dip.
Nah. I usually come in, I try to hit it with my truck and splash it everywhere. You know, like
you want
to
be able
like
to forecast.
I have childlike tendencies still, so.
Well, the same thing on your grass, on your shrubs. If it's newly planted stuff, you need to be watering it right now, probably three times a week, about an inch a week.
Yeah.
Existing stuff, depending on how much water you started doing to whatever you started, you need to try to keep doing if you can. Like mine, over the years, everything that's not real drought tolerance gone by the wayside, yeah. So. I got some big stuff out there that just seems to be doing its thing.
Well, your two azaleas I bought from you, I finally got them in the ground this spring, and I've had to water them because you can see them wilting a little bit. You know, but they're under trees, so even if it gets rain, it doesn't get as much.
Yeah, when it starts wilting, you need to water it. And,
yeah, so I try to hit them a couple times a week.
Hydrangeas will tell you that. Peonies will tell you that. We see a little drooping, it's time to do it. I think that's Matthew again.
Time to jump. Jump to the break.
We can't let him go on vacation anymore. So we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party,
that's the garden party. Back again on Saturday morning. Matt's point. I think Steve needs a vacation because me and Matt have had one. We seem to be on the page.
You've had several.
I have to take them for you because you don't take them.
That's all
right. How
many
sick days, I mean, vacation days you got in WRHI? You probably got some built up.
You got your PTO built up
after 7 years.
That's the first I ever heard about PTO.
You don't know what that is. When you're on your own business, you don't look for that kind of thing.
Tommy's leaving on the 27th going to Hilton Head.
Ooh.
He goes down there every year.
Man.
He'd been doing that since
Hannah got married. Yeah, I remember y'all doing that.
Hannah got married.
With his family and all that, boy.
His son-in-law's family has, I don't understand it, but they all go down there and meet for a week. When we were covered up, he had a hard time getting down there for a week. Now he's going to go for the week.
How about
In
that?
Fact, the grandbaby came to see us yesterday.
The grandbaby's going, I guess, to the Hilton Head.
Oh, yeah. She's the prize attraction.
So what's going on with this garden while he's gone? Who's going to pick all that stuff?
Probably Rhonda.
Well, call me if you need help. I'll come help you.
I'm hoping most of it's gone by the
time. I want to see this little garden.
A square foot garden. I rode around it yesterday, and he didn't make it quite as big as I thought he had, but it's still pretty
Where's
big.
Where's it planted at?
Behind his house.
Okay. I thought it was behind the shop. But
No, behind his house.
His own house.
Yeah.
Well, you're right there. You can help.
I can't do much picking. Can't stand up long enough to do it.
Just crawl around.
I'm going to try to crawl and pick butter beans. No, we didn't do butter beans. We did peas and green beans.
Man. That's a serious garden.
Well, the corn's 8 rows, 45 feet long.
Mm.
And then it looks like it's going to be good. I mean, stuff's 8 feet tall. Beats anything I've ever seen.
Mm. I replaced a few of my plants. The zucchini wasn't doing good, and one squash I had. So I went over to Farmer's Exchange the other day and actually saw buying them. He was actually there that morning. It was after a radio show last week, I guess. And went over and got me a couple of things, a couple of cucumbers and squash.
They had
got me another mater plant. He had tons of stuff.
He's got 18 tomato plants.
Hmm.
But they got a lot of tomatoes on them that are green, but with this hot weather,
they quit growing.
So we're
I finally got a decent size one off my one plant, but there's a lot on there, like you said. And they don't like 100 degrees.
They jumped out pretty good, and then when they got 95, they just sit there. So, I mean, they're not getting any bigger, any smaller, and it's still green.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping after this, the temperature will drop a little bit. I don't ever remember. I heard them saying this morning on TV that 101 is first time in several years.
Yeah,
I don't ever remember 101 in June.
What's July?
Or even the 1st of July. Yeah. It's usually in August.
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to have in August?
Well, I was telling somebody the other day, I hope it's coming early and getting it done. Like, we don't have so many days of hot, I mean, technically. So I think we started early. We got done. You know, last summer we didn't get hot till end of June. And it really wasn't that bad of a summer. So
we never did get over 95.
Maybe we got to pay for it this year. I don't know.
We didn't get over 95 last year. And even
it seemed like in August and September it didn't stay super hot. But
It wasn't in August.
So maybe we're paying for it this year.
Hope not.
I
don't know. They say over the years it is climate change. Mm-hmm. The climate has changed since the 70s.
Mm.
But the disagreement is on what causes it.
I think it just wavers. I mean, I think up and down. And
I think it's cyclic.
Yeah, cyclical.
Is that the word?
Kind of like the political scene.
Okay.
Some people ride it to stardom. Some people crash and burn. So.
Yeah.
But the weather is the weather. So I've always been interested in it. I love watching it. And are there things that cause problems in the atmosphere? Yeah. I mean, we could probably do things better, but.
Well,
I think we are overall.
For Rock Hill, South Carolina, I've always been a thing that the nuclear station affects our weather.
Yeah, me and you both.
And back
that.
In the 70s, 80s, and 90s when I preached that, people laughed at me. Now they're not laughing at me so much.
Yeah.
But if you watch.
No, he's not talking about nuclear waste affecting the thing. He's talking about the
cooling tower,
all that moisture,
up in the air.
Steam.
And those storms come up the interstate and then divide.
I've seen it. Yeah, we've seen it happen over and over. And now, not that it doesn't rain over there.
The name of it is thermal pollution.
Yeah.
I have a name for everything now.
There's a bunch of
people
outside the window.
I heard him this time. Okay. We'll be right back to the garden pit.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms.
Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. And you should have been here 2 weeks ago when Lauren and Rhonda were here and they were dancing and everything.
Where are they? Yeah. I hear you. Wouldn't been that room for me to talk then, probably.
Who wants to
I don't
talk?
Know if you ever, I don't know if you got to say anything that week.
I did. I was just sort of directing
you introduced
them in the
show.
Right, I introduced them and sent them in the right direction.
See, we were going to break and then we're coming back.
Yeah.
I'm glad she was able to come in. And
they did.
I know y'all had a good time.
I thought they did a real good job.
Probably one of the highest rated shows this year, and I wasn't even here. So
That
tells you everything you need to know.
And last week, we went pretty well till the end when Mr. Stone forgot to tell me it was the last segment and that was time.
When you went blabbing on into the end of the show. He didn't know our system.
Steven didn't.
Yeah.
I knew our system.
And he's hard to train. He's already.
He's way past that.
He's not listening.
Yeah, he's setting his ways.
Well, I'm going to play golf today.
Surprise, surprise.
I ain't played that much golf lately.
How's Jay doing?
He's doing good. Me and Jay and Stieg.
Stieg's going to play.
And old Jimmy Duncan.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
Where are you playing?
Waterford. 11:30. I'm gonna wait till it gets a little hotter and then go.
That's what I would do.
Wait till the clouds burn off.
Well, I think it's gonna cloud up and it ain't gonna be as hot as yesterday, so it'll be fine.
Don't matter when you hit the golf ball. It's better than
can't be that hot, is it? Even not like working.
The worst day on the golf course is better than the best day at the office.
Yeah, that's right. I'm excited to go. I don't play much, but I like playing with people I like, so that's a good little group. So.
Well, you are open today.
We are not open.
We're closed.
Yeah, we'll be back open Monday
morning,
July 8th, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And you're not open.
No. Nope. I'm gonna walk out the door here and decide what I'm gonna do today.
I haven't decided yet.
But anyway, come back see us next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina's most